Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's new book, Paperboy. To order today, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And, you know, I go back to the responsibility of Congress here, because had the Senate actually gone through with the impeachment of Donald Trump, we would not be in this situation.
Okay. You know what? This is disgusting. This is like a witch hunt. This is like the Blair Witch Hunt Project.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Joe Biden is far less like than he was 4 years ago. Just 43% of voters now view Joe Biden favorably in these states.
LA reports a pretty big jump at the pump. The average price of a gallon of gas in the Buffalo Niagara Falls region today is $3.56.
You know it's going to be great when Donald Trump gets elected, but when he does win, the screaming that you're doing at Zionist is going to be nothing compared to the screaming you're going to be doing come November.
Oh, the tears of unfathomable sadness.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Who would have ever dreamed that they would seat the Donald Trump jury before the Karen Reed jury? But that is indeed the case. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We've got a full day planned, lots and lots of stuff to get to. And I think the first thing is this, is what's going on in the Ivy League schools, or at least a couple of them. At Columbia University, you know, you've seen what's happening there. These students are just out of control. They've been arrested. This morning they deactivated an Israeli professor's entrance card into Morningside Heights, the campus, saying that they couldn't protect them. So they're banning the victims of this violence. They're not protecting him. They're trying to just tell him he can't come into the campus because they can't protect him. And you have all these nuts like Ilhan Omar's daughter, who now claims she's homeless because she's been tossed out of Barnard College, or I don't know, suspended. And she says she's down. She's homeless, and she doesn't know how she's going to get. Where is she from? Somalia? She from D.C.? She from Minneapolis? Where's she from? But she's homeless now, she says, and she only has like four shirts and two pairs of pants. Oh man, how many would she have if she was still in Somalia? I'm guessing she'd have nothing. You know, I'm guessing she'd be somebody's sex slave somewhere. That's the way they treat women over there. But she's an angry black girl. And again, this woman that Grace was just talking about during the break, at the age of 16, she's driving a pickup truck, crosses the center lane, not paying attention, and strikes a couple, 72 and 73 years old. That, you know, she's driving one of these huge trucks that the Secretary of Transportation in Massachusetts thinks is an 18-wheeler. A tractor trailer, and she runs it up and kills these two people. And then there's a big scandal. You know what the scandal was? They released her name because she's a rich girl, and she's gone too far, but she knows it don't matter anyhow.
Some people did something.
This is Ilhan Omar's daughter's friend. She can rely on the old man's money. I just thought of that. Why didn't I think of that before the show so we could have pulled some Hall & Oates? But anyway, she's a rich girl, and daddy got her out of it. And the scandal was that they released the rich girl's name. I'm not kidding you. The state police got into trouble in Vermont for releasing the rich girl's name with the prosecutor's office in that county. But, you know, she paid a stiff price for killing two people while texting, while driving. $220 fine. That's $110 per person for killing him. And now she's an angry white girl, and she's been thrown out with the angry black girl. I went to college at the tail end of Vietnam, but I think I may have told this story before. they had the, when I was a freshman, I was only 17, so I didn't take part in the lottery. My birthday wasn't in the lottery. But the night of the lottery, they picked all the, your eligibility for the draft was decided on your birthday. You know, like, so if you were, if your birthday, my birthday the next year was January 17th, I was number 9. So I was in jeopardy. But 90% of the people that were in that lottery, that first lottery, suddenly were not eligible. They didn't have to worry about Vietnam. That was basically the end of the Vietnam protests. People were protesting because they were afraid they were going to go away. These people, they're protesting just because they don't like Jews and they don't like America, any of us. They don't like capitalism. They don't like people who work for a living. They don't like people who don't have trust funds. They don't like people who don't have who don't check the boxes. They don't like people who are cisgendered. This is what this is all. This is insanity. I don't know if you saw it today. This is this story just broke a few minutes ago. One of the all the people in Harvard have pulled out of Harvard, like Ken Griffin, the big guy from Citadel who lives down here. He's a multi billionaire, pulled his operation out of Chicago. He's from, originally from down here. He owns a $1 billion piece of property south of Mar-a-Lago. So he probably owns something that's worth more than Mar-a-Lago, what he owns. It's not even got a house on it yet. But he's pulled out of Harvard. But Columbia is starting to, and a lot of people have pulled out of Penn. And Griffin isn't even Jewish. A lot of people have pulled out of Penn. And today, Bob Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, a billionaire, obviously, he's a Columbia University grad, and I didn't know this, but he said today in his press release, he said, I went to Columbia on a scholarship. That's the reason I could only go to the Ivy League, because I got a scholarship. So I've always had, you know, this fondness in my heart for the school, for letting me in and, you know, getting me into the fast lane of American society. And the Jewish center, you know, they have Jewish Catholic centers all over all these places. The Jewish center at Columbia is named the Kraft Center. And he just said today, he said, I'm not in on this anymore. I can't put up with this. This is insane what's going on. You see, and it isn't just Columbia, it's Yale too. I mean, do you remember a few years ago that they had some ruled by the apparatchiks of the deep state to be politically incorrect Halloween costumes? Remember that? And they ran out a proctor, you know, someone who just, you know, one of the faculty, junior faculty members who oversaw a dorm. They ran them out because they'd signed off on this stuff or had a party where they allowed some, I don't even know what the costumes were. It was insanity that they did this. But that'll get you. But having these protests, these sleep-ins at Yale, where they attack Jewish students, they attacked Jewish students. Sehar Tartak, a sophomore, she writes for the paper. She's also written for the Wall Street Journal. Was poked in the eye with a flagpole and needed hospital treatment. On Friday night, the mob cheered, this is the Wall Street Journal, as students ripped down the American flag in front of a memorial for fallen soldiers and tried to burn it. They were chanting, they called the Yale University administrators and trustees terrorists. There is only one solution, Antifada revolution. And then the dean of Yale College, Pericles Lewis, for that is indeed his name, Pericles. Pericles Lewis promised that the protest leaders, he would meet with them if they pack up their tents. Needless to say, they didn't pack up their tents. They learned nothing from the Columbia riots of 1968, did they? 844-500-4242. 781. So all the suburban libs with their hate has no home here signs packed up all the hate and sent it off to the colleges with their kids, huh? There was another case. It's in the New York Post today. This Miss Israel of 2021. She's a good-looking woman. She was a combat medic over there, but she was in New York when there was this demonstration last month when there was this demonstration taking place. So she and a bunch of other pro-Israeli citizens and pro-Israeli types went down to confront these people. She got smacked in the face in front of a cop. And she said, I've never had a black eye before. She's in the med. She's been treating Hamas terrorists in addition to IDF soldiers over there. She was on a furlough basically. She comes over to New York and gets attacked by these savages on welfare. And the cops don't do anything. They're trying Trump. They're not the cops, but the prosecutors in New York City are going after Trump, but they're not going after these people who beat. And she's a tourist. And she's not an illegal alien. She came in here with money in her pocket to spend and a visa. And she gets treated worse than some illegal alien rapist or carjacker. This is we live in an insane time right now, and we've got to end it in November, and we've got to make it too big to rig. I like that. That's my favorite Donald Trump slogan of the year: too big to rig. That's what it's got to be. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. We'll be right back. Howie Carr is back.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza dream sheets. Go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is how will the first Trump criminal trial in New York turn out? Conviction, acquittal, or hung jury / mistrial?
I think it's going to be a hung jury. It has to, you know, it's a criminal trial, so it has to be unanimous. 12-0. There's got to be one or two holdouts in that group. There's two lawyers on it. I know being a lawyer doesn't really mean you have much connection to the law in many cases anymore. Look at Rachel Rollins. Look at Merrick Garland. But I'm still going to say it's going to be a mistrial.
63% say hung jury or mistrial. 30% say a conviction, and 7% say acquittal.
Yeah, I heard Dick Morris saying that on WABC yesterday on his weekend show. Dick's crazy, though. You know, I don't think he knows what he's talking. There's no way. There's no way they could get an acquittal in that case. But a hung jury will get the job done for the time being anyway. 844-500-4242-339. I'd love to know how Omar's daughter got into Columbia. Is she paying a full boat, says Nick D. I think you know the answer to that. I'd rather know what she got on her SATs. Or is she one of the people in the new generation that probably didn't have to take the SATs? You know, they're bringing them back at Yale and Dartmouth and a few other places, thank goodness. But a lot of the DEI types didn't have to take them. I'm guessing there weren't a lot of books in Ilhan Omar's house in Somaliville in Minneapolis. That would just be my hunch. Her mom doesn't strike me as the most well-read person in the world, so I'm guessing daughter is about in the same boat. 844-500-4242-203. Ironically, the Yale protests are happening outside of the new Schwarzman Center, built with a $150 million donation from a Jewish man. Is that Schwarzman the guy who owns the place on Nantucket where Biden spends every Thanksgiving? Isn't his name Schwartzman, the guy whose house he's at? I think it is. I don't know. This is what Bob Kraft had. We'll go to the calls in just a moment. This is what Bob Kraft said today in his statement. He's pulling his support. It was through the full academic scholarship Columbia gave me that I was able to attend college and get my start in life, and for that I have been tremendously grateful. However, the school I love so much, the one that welcomed me and provided me with so much opportunity, is no longer an institution I recognize. I think he could be speaking for a lot of people who didn't even go to Ivy League schools. I am deeply saddened at the virulent hate that continues to grow on campus and throughout our country. I am no longer confident that Columbia can protect its students and staff, and I am not comfortable supporting the university until corrective action is taken. Good for Kraft for saying that. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
Thank you, Howie. Years ago, I saw at, I think it was Channel 2, there was some, this is like in the mid-90s, a panel about growing tension between Muslim community in this country and American citizens. And these people were professional people, professors, lawyers, doctors. These were just students. A lot of them lived in Georgetown. Alexandria, Virginia, I remember, was a town that was listed. And it got a little tense at the end, and I never realized how bad it was till the narrator asked them, what can Americans do to ease this? And the woman, who was a physician, she was a surgeon, she said, stop believing in Jesus Christ.
What a, you remember when October 7th happened and there was this woman going around, right as soon as they put up the hostage posters on the on the streetlights and elsewhere, and she was going ripping them down. And do you remember where she was? She was a dentist, Arthur. She was a very well educated person, but she just hated not just Jews. She hated Americans, Arthur. That's what it boiled down to. Thanks for the call, Steve from Cambridge. You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, two things. Number one. I think a lot of these kids are grown up with helicopter parents in upper middle class or more wealthy families, never had to do anything that was risky or never experienced any kind of hardship or
risky. How about they just have a job, Steve? I'd settle for them just having a job.
Well, I think they feel that when they're in college, the cool thing is to protest. And that, you know, that's what they think college is about. And a lot of it is just they're just useful idiots, and they're being played. They don't really do a lot of thinking whatsoever. It's just a game to them.
Yeah, I know it is. But I mean, the thing is, it's a game with no consequences, at least in Columbia, at Columbia and Barnard, they got arrested. But they're just pampering them at Yale, it's really counterproductive. They have to, but there's nothing new here. There's a famous picture from the 68 takeover of the president's office at Columbia University. This guy with a mustache, looks like a hippie in a coat. He's smoking one of the president's cigars with his feet up on his desk. If he did that in D.C. on January 6th, it'd still be behind under the jail cell.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
That is Isabel Jennifer Seward's favorite Hall & Oates song, Rich Girl. She's the one, as a teenager, she crossed the double line in Vermont and collided head-on with two elderly people. This was September of 2020, and killed both of them. And their niece claimed the only reason she wasn't charged with murder is because she has a rich daddy. And guess what? Now she's, as the niece said, now she's just prancing around Columbia with her Ivy League privilege. She has no remorse. She received no punishment. After basically getting away with murder, she's now promoting murder with no understanding of what she's promoting.
I wonder how proud her daddy must be.
Yeah, I mean, Seward, you don't get much more waspy and privileged a name than that. You know what they called the purchase of Alaska back in 1867, right? Seward's Folly, because he was the secretary of whatever. He bought Alaska from the Russians. Seward's Folly, they called it. And now I'll bet she's a descendant of Seward. This is Seward's latest folly, Isabel's Jennifer Seward. God, the audacity of these people. All right, time now for Grace's News.
Yes, Howie, on this same front, Elise Stefanik and all of the New York House GOP lawmakers are demanding that the Columbia president, Minu Shafik, resign immediately. They demanded on Monday that Columbia president Minu Shafik resign immediately for failing to crack down on a large, unauthorized anti-Semitic riot that has engulfed the university's campus.
You know what's really shocking is that the lead rabbi at for the students advised them all to stay home because they're not safe. And again, the business professor who's an Israeli, his key didn't work to get through the gates today. And this is, you know, Passover is tonight. This is a high holiday for Jewish people. I mean, it would be insulting any day for any group of people, but this is a really wretched, horrible time for these privileged, box-checking Nazi nitwits to be doing this to people.
Yeah, so they have all these tents. I was talking to Emma about this earlier, Howie. It's like everyone's got a tent on hand, too, which is very strange. So there's tents now all over campus. People are chanting things, not only chanting things about we honor the martyrs, but I've been seeing a lot of chants on Fox of students chanting things about October 7th. And so I think the mask has dropped as far as pretending that this isn't just pro-Hamas celebrations that are going on. It's clear that that's what's happening. But this is what the House Republicans did. They denounced the anarchy at the Morningside Heights campus that has unfolded over the past few days with in-person classes canceled on Monday. And like Howie said, a prominent rabbi urging Jewish students at Columbia and Barnard to go home before the start of Passover.
You know, after they bring back the SAT, Grace, you know what I want them to bring back next?
What?
ROTC.
Oh, we have that at Providence.
That would be, how about mandatory ROTC for these people?
We had that at Providence, and sometimes in the mornings when everyone would be sleeping, you would hear them outside, you know, doing their walkarounds.
508 said, can tomorrow's poll question be, what's your preferred method to end illegal Ivy League campus demonstrations? Water cannon, tear gas, police horses, or canine officers? Well, you know, I'm 70s Boston, as they say, so you know what I'm going for, Grace. I'm going for police horses. TPF. Bring back the TPF, the Tactical Patrol Force.
Yeah, I do think that when you see all of these students out there, it's really just a sign that people they don't have meaning in their lives. Like, this really makes me sad. Because I saw someone today, Howie, on Twitter said, don't these kids have class to go to? And then somebody else replied and said, this is class. Like, this is what the schools want them to be doing. And so now all these presidents and all of these professors, you know, they want to sit there during these hearings and claim that, oh, it just got out of hand, or, you know, we don't promote this kind of stuff. But I don't think anyone believes that.
No. And you know, it's what the Republican congressman from New York State, that doesn't matter as much as people like Bob Kraft just saying our checkbooks are closed from here on out. That's what got rid of all these. You know, Pritzker got, you know, the the what is it, Marriott Hotel, and her cousin is the governor of Illinois. They're multi billionaires. She's the one who got rid of Claudine Gay because she was talking to all of her fellow billionaires. You know, they were out. If Kraft can get the rich people out of Columbia, this woman will be gone. But I'm not even sure how much effect that will have. I mean, it's window dressing, isn't it? She's kind of a token sacrifice, but they'll get some pablum puking replacement for her that'll be just as terrible.
Yeah, and I thought Senator John Fetterman from Pennsylvania had a really good point. He was talking about all these protests, and he said, you know, you have a right to protest, but you don't have a right to disrupt people who are trying to live their lives. You don't have a right to stop traffic or to deface a Starbucks because you're angry about something. That is not included in the Constitution.
Right. Well, I mentioned in my column yesterday this Secretary of Transportation in Massachusetts, you know, who says she wants to start issuing more tickets to people who drive trucks. She compared pickup trucks to tractor trailers. And then she said she doesn't care. She just wants to drag them into court. They can appeal their fines and, you know, just basically hassle the hell out of them. And I wrote that, and the paper was being printed, and then all of a sudden they have this drag racing by all these illegal aliens on Commonwealth Avenue in the Back Bay. And there are no arrests made. Which just made that's the point I was trying to make in my column.
So they weren't drag racing with trucks.
They weren't and they all have they're illegal aliens. They don't have jobs. They're criminals, and of course that's why they're up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and they're hassling people who work for a living. But whereas the truck drivers actually pay taxes, are responsible citizens, you know, perform services that people need, are in the country legally, speak English, don't have diseases, have their own dental and health insurance, so they're going to be the targets.
Yeah. No, you're right. Howie, I wanted your take on this story. Sam Bankman-Fried agrees to help FTX.
This is one of the feel-good stories of the day, in my opinion.
Well, that's what I'm always here to bring a little sunshine to your lives. Sam Bankman-Fried agrees to help FTX investors in lawsuits against Tom Brady and Larry David. So investors in SBF's bankrupt crypto firm FTX agreed to drop their claims against the convicted fraudster in exchange for his cooperation in lawsuits against other defendants, some
against
of whom
people who still have some money left.
Giselle.
He doesn't have any money left. But, you know, Tom Brady, Giselle, Shaq.
Larry David.
Curry. Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence got a million. Some of these people, I was told, just got, stock options. But they said Trevor Lawrence, the quarterback of the Jaguars, actually got $500,000 cash.
According to the settlement filed by a group of FTX investors in Miami federal court on Friday, Bankman-Fried would be free of any civil liabilities from the multi-district litigation now and in the future, according to Bloomberg.
See, this kind of reminds me of, when you remember when they killed the Whitey and Stevie and John Connolly killed John Callahan?
Yeah.
And they said he's never done time. He won't stand up. We can't trust anybody who's never done time. And that's why they whacked him. You know?
Yeah, that was sad.
Isn't it the same sort of thing? Sam Bankman-Fried is soft. He's never done time. You think Sam Bankman-Fried would stand up? All you got to do is look at the guy.
No, he prefers the beanie bag.
He lasted even a shorter amount of time than Kevin 2 weeks.
He likes to sit down and play his Xbox.
He's a vegan.
Don't you know? Howie, Kamala Harris's laugh is sparking concern from Democrats as they rush to turn around dire approval ratings as AOC praises her and the authority that comes with having a uterus. This is from the Daily Mail, but the report is from CNN. So I looked at the report.
How do we
CNN.
Know she has a uterus? Are these people that are saying this, are they biologists?
That's a good question.
Are they gynecologists?
I guess AOC considers herself. She identifies as a biologist.
By the way, did you see last week there was a story saying that now when you go to a gynecologist's office, you have to say what your preferred pronouns are?
I didn't see that. I'm not surprised, though.
I'm sorry.
The DNC has conducted focus groups on Vice President Kamala Harris. I'm sure they didn't like what they got from those focus groups. And to understand why voters do not like her, some voters in the focus group said they did not like Harris, specifically citing her laugh for criticism. Others questioned whether Biden even likes her.
I don't like what she said about the man in the moon.
Harris approval.
I like the man in the moon.
Harris's approval rating continues to rest somewhere in the mid-30s. See, for me, it's not the sound of her laugh, which is fine to me. It's just she's laughing at the most random things. Like, I don't like when people laugh at everything. It really bothers me.
One would almost think that she was stoned.
Yeah. Yeah. One more story for you here, Howie. Trump hush money NYC trial live. Ex-National Enquirer publisher David Pecker gives first witness testimony. Did you hear these reports? It's somewhere in this story, but it's because they covered the whole thing, that they had to, like, call off or close down the case today because somebody got a toothache?
Yeah, I did see that, yeah.
What gives? Is that typical?
Well,
Don't you usually have an alternate or something?
Yeah, they usually have four alternates, maybe because this was the first day. It's at some point they just say, you know, if you get sick, they just say, hey, you're out. And that's why we have the four alternates. And they just the four alternates then draw straws to see who's going to replace the juror that's been dismissed.
I mean, a toothache, I think you could. I would think you'd be able to tough it out. Then again, maybe I just haven't had a really bad toothache.
Yeah, and again, I just want to repeat what I didn't hear this until last week, but usually, like in the Karen Reed case, the dark day is Friday, because not just because it's, you know, the start of the weekend, but it's also the day when Jewish people have to be home or Orthodox Jewish people have to be home at sunset.
Right.
But they wanted to make sure that they would have no Orthodox Jews on this jury, because they tend to be pro-Trump for obvious reasons, right? So the dark day in this trial is going to be, I think, Monday or Wednesday. It's Wednesday. The dark day is Wednesday. But they always are going to have court on Friday. So there are no Jews on the jury, no Orthodox Jews on the jury.
Yeah, this is taking a long time. I'm not surprised that it's taking this long, but it's going to be an even longer process, it seems. All right, Howie, I will be back in just a little bit with Hate Mail Monday.
All right. Thank you, Grace. Experience the ultimate savings event with MyPillow's $25 extravaganza. For a limited time, dive into incredible deals like a two-pack multi-use MyPillows, or stylish sandals for both men and women, or a luxurious six-pack towel set, all of which are available for an astonishing $25 each. Yes, you heard it right, just $25 per item during MyPillow's $25 extravaganza. But wait, there's more. Refresh your kitchen with their durable four-pack dish towels. You guessed it. Also at the unbeatable price of $25. And making its debut, the premium MyPillows with the new All-Giza fabric. Choose any size, any loft level, including the opulent king size, all for the low price of $25. These incredible offers won't last long, so order now. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Howie for these incredible deals and to unlock free shipping on all orders over $75. That's 800-658-4965 or MyPillow.com. Promo code Howie. Elevate your comfort with the MyPillow $25 extravaganza. Don't delay. Go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Become a Howie Carr Show super fan.
Subscribe to Howie's newsletter and you'll get the latest news, columns, cheap bastard deals, and other special offers from the Howie Carr Show. Just enter your name and email at HowieCarrShow.com.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
844-500-4242, 508. The entire trial can be delayed for a juror's toothache, but DJT can't attend his son's high school graduation. I'm predicting the need for DJT to get a root canal coinciding with Barron's graduation. And another one, 802, if Tom Brady and Trevor Lawrence were registered Democrats, do you think the deep state would be coordinating with a bunch of Democrat operatives and attorneys to try to stick it to them? Yeah, but I mean, they're also going after Larry David and Steph Curry, who I rather doubt are MAGA Republicans. I don't know about Shaq O'Neal, but you know, he's probably not one either. So I think they're just going where the money is. You know, who's ever got the most money is going to get sued here. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. This, you know, we always say that the nuttiest politicians, you know, sometimes you have to do a little digging, but the nuttiest of the nutty, of the worst, always turn out to be from Massachusetts. This weekend's example, Representative Jerry Connolly from Northern Virginia. And you have to look, I remember that where he was from, but it took a while to find it today online just to check it out, but he's from Massachusetts, not just Harvard. He was born here. This is what he said about the, he doesn't give a bleep about the southern border, even though the Beltway is being inundated with crime and disease and welfare dependency and drunk driving, et cetera, et cetera. But he doesn't care about that. But boy, does he care about Ukraine. Cut 7.
Some say, well, we have to deal with our border first. The Ukrainian-Russian border is our border.
It is
the border between depraved autocracy and freedom-loving people seeking our democratic way of life. Do we have a stake in that outcome? Yes. Undeniably, yes.
Well, why did Zelensky shut down all the opposition press? Why did he close the churches in some cases? Why did he imprison his political opponents, much like your party does here in the United States? Representative Connolly, D. Virginia and Massachusetts. Cut 8.
Will we rise to the occasion? Will we stand shoulder to shoulder with
our
Ukrainian
join?
Brothers and sisters,
why don't you
who
join?
For 1,151 days have been holding off.
How's the man bun brigade
doing? The depraved, thuggish dictator Vladimir Putin, who has respected no norms of warfare. He's targeted children in hospitals and schools. He's bombed apartment blocks, killing thousands.
I guess you want a ceasefire. Oh, no, you only want a ceasefire in Gaza, where the terrorists who raped and murdered Israeli civilians. Julie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Julie.
Well, I just want to say I think the taxpayers should listen to what's happening in New York and at Yale, and this is a good reason for not supporting Biden's thoughts about...
Amen. Amen, Julie.
Right. I mean, why should taxpayers be paying their tuition and have forgiveness of their loans, and they're burning the American flag and saying death to America?
Right. They want to overthrow the government of the United States. They want to kill all of us who pay taxes, but they want their student loans forgiven at the same time. That is an excellent point, Julie. Thank you for calling in. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.